This is the Who Cares News for Friday, January 17th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday, y'all. Yeah.
Random facts for you today. Redheaded people need about 20% more anesthesia than people with other colors of hair.
Huh.
The gene mutation for red hair also affects the body's pain tolerance. So they got to be drugged up. And probably liquored up, too, I would think. Yeah. Well, anyway. Random fact. There are two governors of California with stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Ronald Reagan, of course, and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold.
No governor from any other state has a star. I mean, that makes sense.
Well, but Reagan and Arnold, they were both actors as well.
Yeah, right, before they became politicians.
Yes.
Mattel passed on making Star Wars toys in the late 70s because they didn't want to pay the massive $750,000 licensing fee.
Well, that was a lot then. That
was a lot then, but think about how much money they would now have because of that. No.
A lot.
Their designers came up with ideas for their own line of action figures, and they created He-Man, which didn't last as long as Star Wars. No, but, you know, did okay. So there you go, some random facts for this day. Friday, the 17th of January. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News. What is happening?
Well, this fall, actually on Twitter yesterday, Chip Gaines was, guess it's out there. Discovery Channel announced the premiere of their channel. So Chip and Joanna Gaines are planning to fix up cable TV.
Yes, they are.
So Discovery set a premiere date for their forthcoming cable network, officially titled Magnolia.
No surprise. Everything's called Magnolia to them.
Well, it's named after their own Magnolia company.
Or I think they own Magnolia Entertainment now, too. I think probably. That's part of it. Yeah.
So, I mean, you got the magazine.
Magazine.
Home reno, real estate, silos, market, bakery.
Yeah.
Restaurant.
Well, that's right. It's called Magnolia Table. Everything's called Magnolia, except the name of the show.
And you know why it's called Magnolia?
What, he gave her a magnolia tree or something like that?
No, he gave her a magnolia blossom on their first date, I think.
Oh, how cute. Whatever. Whatever. They are so rich. So this is my whole beef with all of this, because this is a cable channel. Discovery Networks is going to run it for them. It's not just going to be them. There's going to be other content on there, obviously, I'm sure. So they've got this and all the other things they did, but they had to step back from TV 2 years ago because it was too much for their little schedule, you know? That's a bunch of crap. They were holding out for the big bucks.
Well, she was also pregnant.
I don't think that she was, I don't know. That's up for debate whether or not they knew she was pregnant whenever they did this, when they backed out of Fixer Upper. Remember, they backed out of Fixer Upper, pretty quickly. So
true.
And they were like, okay, we're done. You know, it was like, oh, by the way, two episodes left and we're done. So I'm kind of this whole thing. It's like, okay, you guys, really? But I also said this then, you may or may not recall. I said, they better get their butts back on TV pretty soon before the world forgets about them. And that is true. That is true.
And you also said they'll be back.
And I did say they'll be back. And they're back. They're back. When does it premiere? Did you say what date it was? I don't remember.
It's October 4th.
Okay. So that's got a little bit of time.
I think just stepping back was okay. Is that an okay thing
to
do?
No, I'm not saying that it wasn't okay, that is okay, isn't okay, whatever. They've also bought more real estate in Waco to take our money, to invite us to come to one of Texas's finest cities and spend
Magnolia,
some time.
Magnolia, Texas?
I mean, money. Yeah, Magnolia. Yeah, they're lobbying, just like the Los Angeles City Council is lobbying them, Major League Baseball, to give us those World Series trophies.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
They're probably lobbying to get Waco renamed Magnolia.
No, they are not.
Magnolia, Texas. Yeah. No.
Hey, you sound like such a hater, but you're
not. I'm not a hater. I like them so far. I like them so far.
Mm. Anyway, it's going to be unique, inspiring, and family-friendly programming that touches upon topics like community, home, garden, food, wellness, entrepreneurialism, and design.
I've actually read Chip's book. It's good. It's very good. Uh-huh. The guy, I think he got blessed with a lot of things. You know, he's a good-looking guy, really hard worker, a fantastic wife who actually outdrives him. And that's pretty odd for a guy that driven to have a mate that is actually more driven than he is. So I think that's part of their success. Hopefully, you know, they stay grounded. I think they do a pretty good job of staying grounded.
They do a pretty good
job.
But
who knows, you know, when they get in that first class, you know, riding a little first class, sipping a little champagne on their way to Europe, you know, whatever it is.
They already get to do that. I don't think they drink champagne. Anyway, during an appearance on Ellen, let's move on.
Moving on.
Goodness sakes.
From Chip and Joe. Chip and JoJo.
She does have a good recipe for biscuits. Because I have the cookbook. During an appearance on Ellen, Jamie Foxx played a round of burning questions.
Oh, God. We're scraping the barrel tonight. We are. Today, aren't we?
And told Ellen to not hold back. Her first burning question was about Jamie's social life when she asked, when was the last time he partied all night long?
Huh.
And so without missing a beat, he replied, I'm still at the party. I partied all night long. Every night, I'm like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, God. Ay.
So then she asked if Jamie was a member of the Mile High Club, and he teased, that means you get high when you're in the plane? Yes, I smoke it up.
No, Jamie, that's not what that means.
So Ellen said, that's not what that means, and you know it.
No, sir. Did he answer? Jamie,
he did.
And?
Well, of course.
I wonder, this is where my perverted mind goes. You know, because I've always understood that the Mile High Club was a bathroom activity. And those bathrooms, even in first class, are tiny. It's like, hello, excuse me, while my butt bumps into this and you do that. And, don't touch
like
me
for
there.
Me, there's only
enough, that's cold.
There's only enough room for me in that bathroom.
It's like, how if are you going like, to do?
I was watching Beat Bobby Flay last night. And if you're Jada De Laurentiis, you could fit a few people in there.
You fit a few Jadas in there.
Yes.
But then she doesn't eat. So we know that. She doesn't eat. But
yes.
Whatever. She spits. All right. And I'm talking about food. Come on now. You know who's fit and can probably fit in a bathroom on a plane with no problem is Halle Berry. You saw that coming, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes, of course you did. All right, well, that's it for us. Have a great weekend. Go 49ers!
49ers!
Hopefully Monday morning when we get back here, we'll have good things to report.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's a Super Bowl berth. Looking forward to that.
I hope so.
Let's hope so. All right, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday, and...
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.